New York State Health Commissioner Dr. Howard Zucker says it was staff and visitors, not the state's controversial hospital policy, that brought COVID-19 into nursing homes.
The data shows that the nursing home residents got COVID from the staff and presumably also from those who visited them.
The State Department of Health's 33-page report released earlier this week tries to exonerate Governor Andrew Cuomo's maligned executive order. Made to free up hospital beds, the order essentially mandated nursing homes accept COVID-positive patients from hospitals, resulting in over 6,300 COVID patients being discharged into about 300 nursing homes. The state report says this could not have been the driver of infection and death, because the virus was already in nursing homes when the order was made March 25th. The peak number of staff reporting symptoms was March 16th, while the peak of resident deaths was April 8th. The peak for COVID patients being brought into nursing homes, that wasn't until April 14th. The order was then nullified May 10th. But the report and its sweeping conclusions haven't stopped the criticism.
So I was not surprised that Cuomo's investigation of himself resulted in a conclusion that Cuomo did nothing wrong.
That's Southern Tier Congressman Tom Reed. He said before the House Ways and Means Committee that Cuomo's order killed thousands of the state's parents and grandparents.
When you send coronavirus positive seniors into a nursing home where the most susceptible population of people to the virus are located, and you do that under a mandate of government fiat, you're going to put those senior citizens at risk.
Cuomo calls any criticisms of the order political. Reed is a Republican and has even been rumored to be running against Cuomo in 2022.
It was pure politics and it was ugly politics. And now the report has the facts.
But it's not just Cuomo's political adversaries who question the report.
So, I mean, I started to see more and more signs that this was geared toward a preconceived conclusion, that it was overstating what the evidence meant.
Bill Hammond is a senior fellow for watchdog group The Empire Center. While he doesn't think Cuomo's order was the main culprit of nursing home deaths, he does feel the state's report is deeply flawed. Hammond notes the state is only counting the 6,400 nursing home residents who died of COVID in their nursing homes, discounting others who died after being taken to a hospital. Citing vacancy rates, Hammond estimates the state's nursing home death toll is closer to 10,000. And Hammond says the state report, while claiming the order didn't have a large impact, doesn't specify what impact the order did have.
And they said 80% of homes had already reported infections before that order was issued. Well, that means that 20% of homes had not reported any infections. And so when a patient was discharged into them, that was potentially introducing the virus into the home. They didn't acknowledge that reality.
Dr. Nancy Nielsen, the University at Buffalo Senior Associate Dean for Health Policy, says peak statewide numbers don't tell every nursing home's story. She points to a Rensselaer County-run nursing home that refused Cuomo's order and hasn't had a single COVID death.
So if this were all staff-driven, if that were the, quote, major driver, you'd wonder why there was a difference. I mean, you could say, okay, well, maybe the county facility had more protective equipment. Yeah, maybe, but probably not. You could say a lot of things, but I think there are other questions to be asked.
It may be impossible to know exactly how many residents died from the order. Another UB professor, Dr. Jared Aldstad, a medical geographer, says you can sometimes track a chain of transmission precisely if the disease is rare and you know every case.
But that is not the situation here with COVID, right? It's a lot of asymptomatic infections. There's a lot of mild infections, and those people could all be transmitting the disease as well.
One group that doesn't take issue with the state's report is the nursing homes themselves. Stephen Hance is president of the New York State Health Facilities Association, which represents 400 nursing homes and assisted living facilities across the state.
The report was objective and really highlighted at the end of the day that the sole factor to blame for the impact of this virus on the residents of nursing homes and assisted living facilities should be laid squarely at the feet of the COVID-19 virus. It was a virus unlike any we've ever dealt with in the state of New York. or the nation or the world for that matter.
Still, many are calling for an independent investigation into New York's handling of nursing homes. The state legislature is expected to eventually hold hearings on the matter. Hammond hopes for an independent inquiry too. He says any report on the topic should address more deeply what went wrong and what will be done if there's a second wave of the virus this fall.
This raises a whole bunch of questions. Like, would they ever issue a policy like this again under any circumstances? What if the hospitals had been overwhelmed? Would it have been the right thing to do? We need to think those things through before the next pandemic, before the second wave of this pandemic.
Tom Dinke, WBFO News.